We shall turn to the Word of God in the prophecy of Isaiah chapter 12. We shall read from the beginning. Isaiah chapter 12. And in that day thou shalt say, O Lord, I will praise thee. Though thou wast angry with me, thine anger is turned away, and thou comfortest me. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. For the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He also is become my salvation. Therefore with joy shall ye draw water out of the wells of salvation. And in that day shall ye say, Praise the Lord, call upon his name, declare his doings among the people, make mention that his name is exalted. Sing unto the Lord, for he hath done excellent things. This is known in all the earth. Cry out and shout, thou inhabitant of Zion, for great is the Holy One of Israel in the midst of thee. The Lord helping us this evening, we will consider verse 3. Therefore with joy shall ye draw water out of the wells of salvation. Therefore with joy shall ye draw water out of the wells of salvation. The gospel day has come, a day of salvation. And the church praises the Lord because his wrath is turned away, and believers receive comfort from him. And that is through Christ, who suffered God's wrath and turned it away from them, suffering in their place. And so they are astonished. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid, for the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He also has become my salvation. You see in verse 2 that it begins with salvation and it ends with salvation. Behold, God is my salvation. He also has become my salvation. From beginning to end, salvation is of the Lord. And because salvation is of the Lord, believers go on receiving benefits, the benefits of salvation. God is their salvation. He is their portion. In his favor is life. That's what they feel. They have experienced that. And they will go on drawing from that source. God is my salvation. Therefore with joy shall he draw water out of the wells of salvation. He is their life. He is their strength. He is their song. God's people will endeavor to live their lives to his glory. And they will go on rejoicing, like the Ethiopian eunuch who went on his way rejoicing, as believers derive life and strength from the source of salvation. Therefore with joy shall ye draw water out of the wells of salvation. So we consider first of all the wellsprings of salvation. The wellsprings of salvation. And secondly, the drawing from the wells. Drawing from the wells. And thirdly, the joy of receiving or drawing from the wells of salvation. The joy of receiving the benefits of salvation. So the wells, the drawing, and the joy. Therefore with joy shall ye draw water out of the wells of salvation. God is the source of salvation. He is the source of eternal security of believers. He has delivered them from everlasting destruction. They, believers, experience eternal salvation, eternal redemption. God is my salvation. As we considered last time, God is the author, the cause, the agent, the accomplisher of salvation. Salvation is of the Father's purpose. Salvation is through the death of Christ. Salvation is by the work of the Spirit in regeneration. And salvation will be brought to completion at the last day when believers are raised from the dead and are openly acknowledged and acquitted in the day of judgment and made perfectly blessed in the full enjoying of God to all eternity. Salvation is of the Lord. And here is the well of salvation, or actually the wells of salvation. And you don't see it in the English translation, but there is a definite article before the word salvation in our text, verse 3. Therefore, with joy shall ye draw water out of the wells of the salvation. This is a specific salvation. It is a salvation that is experienced. And believers will draw water from the well of this salvation. Have you experienced this salvation, the salvation? If you have, you will feel that it's not just a salvation. It's not just a way to be saved. It is the way. And you will approve of this way. And even if there could be another way to be saved, if you could be saved by your good works or could be saved by another religion, you wouldn't have it because you delight in this way. Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. But you wouldn't have it any other way. You delight in Jesus Christ. You desire this salvation. You are saying of Jehovah, he is my salvation. He has become my salvation. Therefore, with joy shall he draw water out of the wells of salvation. There is no hope anywhere else. Christ alone can save us. This is the salvation. And you will be saying, if you're one of the believers that are saved, and every believer is saved, if those who are saved will be saying this, my salvation. I have personally experienced this salvation. Maybe there are times when you doubt and you're lacking in assurance, but you're at least saying this, if I'm ever to be saved, it is because of this salvation, and I must go to God and Jesus Christ, his Son, as my Savior and my salvation. This is the only salvation. There's no other hope. There is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. And this is the way the child of God feels. This is all my desire and all my salvation. And therefore, with joy shall ye draw water out of the wells of salvation. This is a salvation that is not one-off. It's not experienced just one time, and that's it, and there are no effects. This is an ongoing salvation. You'll continually draw from God, your Savior, and the benefits of salvation will continually come to you, the wells of salvation. And the word well, or wells in the plural, is is also translated spring. And that's what the word well means, at least one definition of it. The word itself, if you consider the etymology or background of the word, it simply means an issue of water from the earth or a pool fed by a spring. And that is what we have here. Therefore, with joy shall ye draw water out of the wells or springs of salvation. That's why we say well springs. So it's a fountain or a spring of water. And this is what God is to his people, the source of life and salvation. As the Lord Jesus said to the woman of Samaria, if thou knewest the gift of God and who it is that saith to thee, give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. Living water. This is living water, like running water. It's alive. It's bubbling up. It's issuing forth a wellspring, and it's a wellspring of salvation. Therefore, with joy shall ye draw water out of the wells of salvation. It's not a stagnant pool that might harbor disease, but it's running water, it's living water. And God is offering us tonight this wonderful salvation, life and salvation through Jesus Christ. He is the eternal life. And again, as we've said already, the word well is in the plural, and it's bringing before us the intensity of the blessing. It is an intensive plural, emphasizing the fact that there is an abundance in this salvation. God is my salvation, and therefore with joy shall ye draw water out of the wells, the wellsprings of salvation. There's a fullness in Christ. There is a variety of blessing in him. There are overflowing benefits in Christ. As David says, my cup runneth over, the wells of salvation. There is a fullness in Christ, and there is an all-sufficiency in him. Christ has all that we need. There is no lack when we're drawing from this well. David again says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. I will not lack. And those who are God's people will not lack any good thing, because their shepherd is God, and the spring of salvation is Jehovah. Therefore with joy shall ye draw water out of the wells of salvation. And because it is a spring or a fountain or a wellspring, there is endless blessing in him. The blessings will not end, because Christ himself is an inexhaustible fountain which will never run dry. In Christ there is plenteous redemption. He himself is the fountain opened for sin and for uncleanness. He will forgive all our sins if we look to him. And what a blessing that is, the blessing of justification. It was called the blessing of Abraham. Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree. His blood was shed, his blood flowed from his hands and side and feet to cleanse sinners from all their guiltiness. Plenteous redemption is ever found with him. There is forgiveness with him. Daily pardon is issuing forth from the throne of grace. Therefore with joy shall ye draw water out of the wells of salvation. This water from the wellspring of salvation is bringing before us the divine favor. And it is Christ who restores comforts to his people when they go through a period of declension or feeling that they are rejected. It is the Lord's work to restore his people to the sense and enjoyment of consolation and comfort in their souls. So as David says, that his loving kindness, thy loving kindness, is better than life. To believers, the sense of God's favor is like a refreshing stream that provides relief after traveling in the hot sun. And so the psalmist prays, turn us again, O Lord God of hosts, cause thy face to shine, and so we shall be saved. In the Lord and in fellowship with him, we feel secure. We know that we are safe in him. We are satisfied in Christ. Therefore, with joy shall ye draw water out of the wells of salvation. Well, do you desire to draw water from these wells? Believers will hear these things and will have their desires rekindled when they hear of Christ and his fullness and all sufficiency and the inexhaustibleness of his provision, which is from himself. And so in the second place, let us consider the actual drawing from the wells. Therefore with joy shall ye draw water out of the wells of salvation. Now, this word draw is commonly used in the Old Testament for when people come to draw water. As we read in 1 Samuel chapter 9, verse 11, they went up the hill to the city. They found young maidens going out to draw water, and said unto them, is the seer here? And it's also used in other occasions. We're thinking about Rebecca when she came and drew water from the well and provided for Abraham's servant and his camels. So water must be received into a vessel. It must be drawn into a vessel, and after that it would be brought to the tent or to the house and would be made use of. And so we are to draw water from the wells of salvation. Of course, this drawing water is a symbol, it's a picture, it's an illustration of faith, that we are to draw from Christ, we are to receive from him. That is faith, and faith in Jesus Christ is a saving grace whereby we receive and rest upon him alone for salvation, as he is offered to us in the gospel. Christ is presented to us, and we are to receive him. And we should again ask ourselves, are we receiving Christ? And you say, what is it to receive him? Well, do you desire him? We can start with that. Are you thirsty for grace and salvation by Jesus Christ? You're thirsty, you drink water, and you're satisfied, and that's again a picture of receiving Christ, desiring him, desiring to be filled with his grace, desiring to be cleansed by his blood, desiring purifying power to enable you to die unto sin and live unto righteousness. Are these your desires? And are you dependent on him for this grace? Friends, we must derive all from Christ. And the Lord Jesus uses the illustration or symbolism of a branch abiding in the vine. The branch doesn't bear fruit of itself. If you cut the branch off, and it will wither and shrivel up. And so it's only by staying in the vine that it gets all of its sap and productiveness to bring forth fruit. And so we are to derive our life and strength from Christ. And we're to receive life from him. Therefore, with joy shall ye draw water, bringing your vessel to the source and as it were, dipping it in and letting it fill up with water and taking it away with you. Receiving from Christ, drawing upon his fullness, receiving his grace. As the apostle says in John chapter 1 and verse 16, and of his fullness have all we received, and grace for grace. Of his fullness have all we received, and grace for grace. And I believe he means we receive grace answerable to his grace. So grace that we have received from him is answerable, is similar to, it is like his grace that we see in Christ. Of his fullness have all we received, and grace in us answerable to grace in him. So, as he was meek and lowly, we receive grace from him to be meek and lowly in heart. As he was faithful and zealous, we receive grace to be faithful and zealous, so that we might be like Christ, conformable to his image. As he was willing to do the Father's will, so we receive grace from him to do the Father's will. And as he went about doing good, so we receive grace from him to go about doing good to others. Of his fullness have all we received. And so we're drawing from the well of salvation. We're drawing strength from the Lord Jesus Christ to do his will, to be like him, to be faithful, to be holy, to be doing our Father's work, as he went about his Father's business. And we need not worry whether this is possible or whether he will have the patience to give us this blessing, or whether we can hold out and press on. Again, this is the wellsprings of salvation, of his fullness. He is full of blessing for his people because he has the Holy Spirit, and the Spirit is an infinite divine person, and so is Christ. The apostle, or was it John the Baptist, said, the Father giveth not the Spirit by measure to him. There's no limit, no measure to the gift of the Spirit that Christ has. And it's for believers. So of his fullness of grace, he gives us grace from the inexhaustible wellspring of salvation. Are you desiring tonight to draw water from the well of salvation? We cannot live without water. It's the means of life. And God's people feel they cannot live without Christ. We cannot live without grace. We cannot go on without his strength. We will be desiring to draw water from the wells of salvation. And even in our troubles, we derive spiritual benefit. As you consider Psalm 84, in the afflictions that God's people pass through, they are deriving spiritual benefit. Who passing through the valley of Baca make it a well. The rain also filleth the pools. They go from strength to strength. Every one of them in Zion appeareth before God. How much more we draw strength from the source of salvation himself. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. We're to be going to Christ himself. He who is the way, the truth, and the life. He's the fountain of life. And of course, the only way to truly benefit from our troubles that we go through is to be looking to Christ. And he it is that makes affliction to be a blessing. And so, again, in Psalm 84, a verse previous to the one we quoted, we read, "Blessed is the man whose strength is in thee, and whose heart are the ways of them." We are truly blessed if our strength is in the Lord. In other words, we're deriving all strength from Christ. We know we cannot take a step without him. And sometimes we feel that we're going through difficult times, and we feel that everything is going wrong in our day. And the Lord is showing us that without me, ye can do nothing. So that we'll be praying for strength just to do the smallest thing. At other times we feel that it's not a difficult thing, but we're brought into situations where we feel that we're failing every moment, but the Lord is showing us we need daily grace. We need grace every moment, and we're to be drawing from the well of salvation. So think of that. The wells of salvation, this intensive plural showing us the abundance, fullness, the all-sufficiency of God making himself known to us in Christ. Jesus told the woman of Samaria that if you drink of this water, pointing to that literal physical well, you will thirst again. But the water that I shall give shall be in the person a well or fountain of water springing up into everlasting life. From the literal well, it's a picture of the world's pleasures. If you're getting your satisfaction from the world, well, that will leave you as dry as ever. And it will even leave you to the point of despairing whether you will ever get supreme satisfaction. But that's not the case with the spiritual spring. Christ gives living water, and it abides. We are satisfied from within. So that is why the child of God can say, "You can take away everything from me. Though there be no cattle in the stalls, you can take away everything. I can still be happy in my soul because the well is within me by the Holy Spirit." Now, that's another way of looking at this, because when we draw water from God himself, the water of life from God himself, he puts in us his grace. And we have a continual supply within. It shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. So let us be drawing from the waters of salvation. Therefore, with joy shall ye draw water out of the wells of salvation. Believers will never thirst again. How can that be? Well, they will feel thirsty, spiritually thirsty. They will have that desire. But they will never thirst in hopelessness. They may feel dry and dull at times, but they will know where their life is to be found. And that very feeling of the weariness of sin and that longing desire for grace is the evidence that they do have life in their souls. And they know, again, that in Christ they have an endless supply of strength, and therefore they go to Jesus continually, abiding in him. They're never to be departing from him. They're always to be abiding in him, ever depending upon him, constantly receiving from him. We know that it's not always felt that way in their actual experience, but here's their privilege. Every single moment, derive life from Christ. What a joy that is. If you get a sense of it, would you not rejoice in this fact? Therefore, with joy shall ye draw water out of the wells of salvation. And that's what we consider in the third place, the joy of receiving salvation and the benefits of salvation. To draw literal water is no doubt burdensome. There may have been easy ways that were developed to draw water from wells, but you think about putting the vessel into the well and filling up the trough or container to provide water for the camels and so on. It must have been hard work. There must have been some toil in that. But drawing water from the wells of salvation is not a drudgery. It's a joy. That's what we need to think about. And that's what the believer will experience. Therefore, with joy shall ye draw water out of the wells of salvation. What a joy it is to receive what is so suitable to a believer. This is absolutely fitting and meets the need. Think of the children of Israel. They were weary with their journey. They were dry and dusty. They found no water. And of course, they were complaining and murmuring, and that was sinful. But at last, God directed Moses to strike the rock, and waters gushed forth from it. And the Israelites could drink their fill one after another. They brought their vessels to the stream and drew water, filling up their vessels, filling up. Because God heard them. God heard their cry. And the Lord knows our needs. And we read in Isaiah 41, "Where the poor and needy seek water, and there is none, and their tongue faileth for thirst, I, the Lord, will hear them. I, the God of Israel, will not forsake them." And when you feel dry, you're not going to be content with that. Not if you're a believer. You'll be crying to the Lord, "Fill me with thy grace. My soul cleaveth to the dust. Quicken thou me according to thy word." And what a joy it is to receive that salvation. After being scorched with the guilt of sin and feeling God is angry because the wages of sin is death, and any moment liable to be cast into a hell fire forever, and then to drink of the fountains of living water, how joyful will the believer be. "And in that day thou shalt say, O Lord, I will praise thee. Though thou wast angry with me, thine anger is turned away, and thou comfortest me. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. For the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He also has become my salvation. Therefore, because of this, with joy shall ye draw water out of the wells of salvation. Thy wrath is turned from me to Christ, and instead of receiving the curse, he received the curse, and I receive comfort. I am drawing from the water of the wells of salvation. I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall be joyful in my God." You see, God turns the barren wasteland into a fruitful field. He says again, Isaiah 41, the verse following, "I will open rivers in high places and fountains in the midst of the valleys. I will make the wilderness a pool of water and the dry land springs of water." Isn't that a cause of joy? When that which has been sought after, when the soul is yearning after that replenishing grace, and then that grace is received. Well, that's the cause of joy. We know that's what makes people full of joy when at last they have what they longed for. Therefore, with joy shall ye draw water from the wells of salvation. But again, this joy won't die. It will abide in the believer. They will be well satisfied with the rivers of his grace. They have the source of salvation, and that is God himself, and they're going to be drawing from the well for the rest of their life. They're going to be drawing from the wells of salvation throughout eternity. David says, because thy loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise thee. And again, though there are times of trouble and difficulty that believers experience, and they feel low and dejected, and everything seems to be against them, what is the effect? It makes them long for God's grace. Oh, that I might find him. Oh, that I might taste again. As David said, my soul is in a dry, parched ground. And he longed to be filled with God's grace again. Thus will I bless thee. When I experience that, again, this is not the language of receiving it at the moment, but he knows that it's in the future, and he will receive it. Thus will I bless thee while I live. I will lift up my hands in thy name. My soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise thee with joyful lips when I remember thee upon my bed and meditate on thee in the night watches. Light is sown for the righteous and gladness for the upright in heart. And if you don't feel much joy now, it's on the way. Go to the well. Go to the source. Go to Christ. Therefore, with joy shall ye draw water out of the wells of salvation. This verse was sung or proclaimed during the Feast of Tabernacles. It wasn't, as far as I know, instituted by divine authority, but this is what they did. And they would sing these words as they poured out water from the stream of Siloam upon the altar at the temple. And it was a joyful time, and trumpets were sounding, and people were cheering. And it was thought that no one had really seen joy if they had not witnessed that scene at the Feast of Tabernacles. But it was then that the Lord Jesus stood up. And what did he say? He was pointing to himself. And if he is not God, then that would be blasphemy. He is pointing to himself as the source, as the wellspring of salvation. He stood and cried, saying, and this was for everyone to hear, and it's for all of us to hear tonight, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He says, he that believeth on me, as the scripture hath said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. From his inmost being he will have grace, and it will come forth to expression in fruitful lives. But this he spake of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive. And he has the Spirit to give. And if you're longing for life, go to Christ. Go to Jesus. You will be satisfied in him. You will have life that will never end. He will be your Savior, and you will draw from the wells of salvation everlastingly. And he is calling you to it. And he is saying, whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. And he will go on leading you throughout eternity. For the Lamb which is in the midst of the throne shall feed them, and shall lead them unto living fountains of waters, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. May he bless his word, and let us pray.